Beekeeping starts with taking precautions. Put on a veil, wear gloves, calm the bees down with a few puffs of smoke.
I always work with smoke. Almost always.
Patrick Pines heads up the Northern Arizona Organic Beekeepers Association. He's checking on the progress of one of his Flagstaff colonies. The hive is simple, a trough with wooden bars across the top. Pines lifts a bar out and inspects the oozing honeycomb. The bees don't seem to mind.
You see this girl looking at me? She's just making sure that I'm not a threat. She's a guard bee. And I'll move real slowly. Make sure she feels okay.
This hive is Africanized. In the 1990s, there was a conspicuous migration of Africanized bees from Central and South America to the United States. They thrive in hot climates. They interbreed with domestic bees and infiltrate their hives. And they're more prone to attack people or animals. But none of that worries Pines.
I don't really like really docile bees. They don't have much to teach us. You really learn a lot when they sting you.
Pines believes the Africanized bee is useful. It's genetically more resilient to disease and parasites, and that matters in a world where European honeybees are dying in droves. Those stronger genetics come packaged with a nasty attitude, so most beekeepers don't want to work with feral bees. But it's a bit easier in northern Arizona. Scientists and beekeepers speculate it might be too cold here for Africanized bees to really take over. Instead, they mix with European colonies. No one really knows what the result will be, but wild bees in the Flagstaff area seem to be more relaxed, with just a touch of toughness. Susie Mansi captures wild swarms for her backyard hives.
We vacuum them up or we scoop them up with our hands, depending on where the swarm is. So it's fun. Well, I think it's fun. Probably some people think it's crazy.
Mansi's on a small crusade to save the wild bees. She's asked a local pest control company to call her when someone reports a swarm, so she can take it home or relocate it to a safe place. Her bees might be partly Africanized, but they've always been good house guests.
If they were aggressive, I would not have brought them home, because that wouldn't be fair to me or them or the neighbors, the neighbor's dog.
No one tracks the number of backyard beekeepers, but Arizona's commercial honey production has gone down since the arrival of the Africanized bee. Even so, there's enough interest in northern Arizona to attract a new generation of bee enthusiasts. Peyton Taylor started keeping bees in his Sedona backyard 2 years ago. He was 13.
I think it's an unusual hobby to have. I can't say I know anyone else in my age group who keeps bees.
Taylor's hives are imported European bees. He says their personalities change as they interact with wild Africanized bees. He checks up on them a couple of times a month to make sure they're healthy and are stocking up enough honey for the winter. I ask him, what's the most rewarding part of keeping bees?
I guess part of it is, you know, honey. The honey it's great. That's what most people would tell you right off the bat. But I don't know, it's just...
And here he gets thoughtful for a moment.
I think the best thing about it is it really teaches you to be patient and to be diligent. I think it teaches me, and I assume other people, how to be more patient while they're working and make sure they don't make mistakes.
Backyard beekeepers will need that kind of patience in places like northern Arizona, where the wild and the domestic aren't easy to keep apart. In Flagstaff, I'm Melissa Sivigny.